just one question that we had in the halakha. Fellow was in a situation where he didn't have a keli for netilat shadayim. He didn't have a vessel, a cup, in order to make the netilat shadayim. All he had in front of him was, oddly enough, is a pot cover. So he wants to know, you turn the pot cover over, you fill it up with water, and you could use it for netilat yadayim. Is that permissible or not? Is that considered? And let's assume you can hold it if you eat. So it's a wide pot cover. Actually, Malan in Hilchot Netilat Yadayim in Siman Kuf Nun Tet in Halakha Gimal talks about the using of a barrel cover for Netilat Yadayim. And Malan says that it's permissible so long as it's used that way. Because in the olden days, it seems the barrel covers also were used for storing water. And since it's used for storing water as well, besides covering it, obviously they stored water when they inverted it. So then Maran holds that it's permissible. So the question is over here, when it comes to these pot covers, it's really not designated in order to, you know, store water. It is used to cover the pot. However, sometimes the ladies, when they want to fill the pot up with liquid, what do? They use the pot cover. They open the faucet, they fill the pot cover with water, and they pour it in. It's convenient. So therefore, it's possible to say that our pot cover, although it's not its primary function to be used as a vessel, I'm sure those covers of the barrels that Maran was talking about was also not its primary function. Its primary function was a cover. That's why it's called the Kisuya Mahabit. But it was used also. Therefore, halakha l'maaseh, if a person wants to make the netilat shadayim and all he has is a pot cover like we have today, and we can assume that the usage sometimes is also to fill it up with some water, so Hakam HaVadyah rules in the Yalkut on page 127 that if a pot cover or barrel cover is made specifically to be used when inverted or liquids, it is kosher to use for netilat shadayim. There's another issue of it, even if it can't stand alone, which means like our pot covers cannot stand alone because they have a knob on it. So when you put it down, it tilts and falls out. But if it's made specifically to hold water, then it doesn't have to even be able to stand and be supported. If the cover was not made for this purpose, but is sometimes used to hold liquids, it can be kosher for them only if it can stand flat. So that depends on the pot cover. Seems our covers, most of them that have a knob on top, will not be able to stand flat. But a lot of times the pot covers, the knob falls off. The knob came off already because of usage. That case, or it's a flat pot cover, let's say. In that case, of it, you can just lay it down on the table, and sometimes you use it, so therefore it would be permissible. So again, the basic rules on this is, if it's designated for water, which I don't know what pot cover yet that is, but if it's designated, then even if it cannot sit flat. If it's not designated, but sometimes it's used to pour water, like most of our pot covers are, then it just has to be able to stand flat on its own. If it's not used ever, then you cannot use it for netilat shadayim at all. Now when we say you can use it for netilat shadayim, we must point out with a beracha, which means you could say the beracha b'shem u'malchut.